Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join the AlfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfridaLoveShow.com. And also, we're going to have a great time on tonight. We are going to pray unto God, and we're also going to take our needs and wants unto God. But God says that we're going to have to take it a step further, because God is constantly blessing us, and he wants us to optimize and utilize those things that he has given unto us. And I want you to keep in mind, before we go into the Word of God, as far as our needs and wants, you're going to have to decide. And I said you're going to have to decide soon, because the Lord is going to dispensate his favor and grace sooner than we think. So you're going to have to decide pretty soon, and I don't know when you need to decide, but that's between you and God. You're going to have to decide what your worth is according to the Spirit of God. If you want to continually believe and accept the worth that the world has given you, then that is your prerogative. Or if you want to go ahead and allow God to show you how much you're worth. And when we talk about worth, we're not talking about monetary things. We're talking about the favor of God, and we're talking about God dispensating his gifts and his blessings when those times arise, which is each and every day and every hour of our lives. So it's very important that you go ahead, that we go ahead and make that decision pretty soon, okay? So you're listening to the AlfridaLoveShow.com. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. As you all know, still my allergies are bothering me. My head is hurting, so is my throat. And, I mean, it's just like my allergies. So just bear with me, but we're going to make it through. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless each and every person, Lord. We ask for prayer. We ask that you continue to just surround us, Heavenly Father, with your grace and favor and your mercy. Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to give the word unto people and to be able to be a light unto this dark world, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would this ministry be something that is pleasing in your sight. And we ask that we continue to work for you and understand our worth in the spiritual realm. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things you've done and the things you're going to do. And we ask that you continue to help us to be ambassadors and help us that you give unto us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord, and the blessings that you're getting ready to bestow upon us. And we ask that we utilize those blessings in order to be a blessing to someone else. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless us, Heavenly Father, to continue to do your holy will. Would you help us, Lord Jesus, and cleanse our hearts and our minds and anything that may hinder us from hearing your voice, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we write down our needs and wants and as we make all of our requests known unto you, we ask in the name of Jesus that each request not be that of a selfish nature, but that of a grateful nature and that of a nature in which we want to help others, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us, Lord, to continue to walk in righteousness and help us to continue to be the individuals that you would have us to be. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be studious and help us to continue to study the Word of God and make it applicable to our lives. To bless us to continue to walk in your image. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that our eyes be open unto your glory, our ears hear your voice, and that each thing that we write be anointed and appointed by you, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, with the spirit of selfishness or the spirit of doubt and fear be cast away into the sea of forgetfulness and never to return again. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we're never out of your sight. We ask that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to go ahead and prep us and get us ready. Amen. So the Bible verse in my journal, and I want you to get your paper out and your pencils and things of that nature, but the Bible verse that I have is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This comes from Jeremiah 29:11. I want to read it again. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. The Lord, before we get started, we have many new individuals, but just to remind those who have been on the line, as well as the new individuals, the Lord wants to help us. He wants to allow us to be prosperous, not only in monetary things, but in his grace and his mercy and his favor and within our spirits. And God does not come to harm us. He has plans to give us hope and a future. And if we continue to depend on God and trust in God, God is going to do it for us. And he already has proven himself unto us. All we have to do is trust and believe. So what I want you to do, we're preparing to have this heart surgery. I want you to put your wants on the left side of your paper and draw a line and put your needs on the right side. Okay? Then I told you that this particular prayer is not a selfish prayer. We have the ears of God. We have the favor of God, which is bestowed upon us. And so we're going to put our family first because charity starts at home. We're going to put our friends. That's anyone who is not kin to you, anyone that you cross paths with. And then, of course, we're going to put your name. I put my name, Afrida. Okay? Then for our needs, we're going to put our heart, one column. We're going to put our mind and soul. That's together. Okay? Then we're going to draw another line, and we're going to put our hands, because that's going to be very important, and we're going to talk a little bit about that after we finish our activity. But I want to play one song. It's called So You Would Know. And as I said before, I encourage each and every one of you to listen to the last broadcast that we had, because the question is, you know, Lord, I pay my tithes, I go to church, I do what's right, and still these things happen. And so God gave us a word. He gave us a revelation. And basically, to sum everything up, when we look at the aspect, right, God says that we're going to have to understand that there's no price to the favor of God. It's priceless. And so the things that we're comparing unto God can't be compared, because God is going to always win out, because everything he gives us is priceless. How many people can give you life? Nobody but God. How many people can give you that favor when you need favor? Nobody but God. And so we have to understand that nothing compares to God. And so when we're asking God, why is this happening? Well, God has already paid the price. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. And so we must be thankful for what God is blessing us with. But I really encourage you to listen to that last episode on the AfridaLoveShow.com. But I want us to listen to this song So You Would Know. And I want you to know that, put your hand on your chest, God is that close to us, and God is going to do it for us. And so this is so you would know by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. After we finish, then we're going to go into our meditation phase where we basically present our wants and our needs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we present these things unselfishly. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, so you would know just how much I love you. Amen. Now we're going to transition into our heart surgery. We have already prepped, and we're going to transition. And I want you to understand something, because I have a lot of new people on the line, and we still have people joining as we speak. Praise God. But we have the ears of God, and God is doing some great things in our lives. And I have a couple of things just to share that God has done, but I'm going to do that at a later time, because God is just that good. And so what I want is I want you guys to go ahead and make sure you have your paper ready and things of that nature. I've had some people join. Be sure to put your wants on the left side and your needs on the right side. And be sure on your wants, you're going to have three different columns. You're going to have family, friends, and then your name. Then for your needs, you're going to have heart, mind, and soul is together, and then you're going to have your hands. And I said at the end of this particular segment, God is going to speak about our hands. And so we're going to really look into that. Okay? All right. We're getting ready to play a particular song. Let me get my music here ready. And it's I Love You, Lord, Today, and There Is None Like You. How many of you know that there is none like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And we're going to listen to this particular song, I Love You, Lord, Today, by Brother Dabby Keys. And y'all be sure to check him out. He has a great ministry. But we're getting ready to go into God and write in our needs and wants. Now, remember that we're not talking about cars and homes and all that. God says all of these things will be added unto you. We're talking about our hearts. What do we need in our hearts? What do we need in our minds? What does our family need? What do our friends need? You know, what is it? Is it healing, deliverance, a breakthrough? What is it? And so let's be sure to write down what those individuals need as well as ourselves. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's look at the different things that we wrote down. And as I began to reflect on many different things which was written, the columns and rows are beginning to all look the same. And that tells me that as we go through this heart surgery, we want the best not only for ourselves but for our family and for our friends, and that's very important. And then when we move to the needs, it's more personable because that's our time to spend with God. And with God, we say, Lord, I want more joy. I want more love in my heart. I want more hope and righteousness. Then when we deal with our minds, we want to think on the good things. We want to be strong-minded, strong-willed. We want to be able to make our own decisions of righteousness. We want to be able to stand on righteousness. There's a difference, ladies and gentlemen, between standing on righteousness and being about righteousness. You can stand on righteousness all day long, but if you don't speak righteousness, then it's not going to come to pass. And with our hands, we talked about the power of healing and strength within our hands and the power of service. And so as we go through these different procedures every Monday, the real thing that God is showing us, he says that for our wants, he says it's going to all look the same. He says because once you get all that stuff out of your heart, once we get all that stuff out of our hearts, we're no longer in competition because God is supplying all of our needs according to his riches and according to what we need. And what happens is people get out of competition and then they begin to really genuinely love their neighbors, really genuinely want to see other people do well as well. And so it's very important, and we're growing. Because at first, if you look at it, it was all about what we wanted, what we needed. And God let us do that, he says, because he wanted to teach us as we go along, as we become better Christians, right? Because none of us are perfect, and we all learn it in this Christian walk. And God said, you know, when we first started out, we were talking about a lot of us were talking about, you know, we were talking about health and breakthroughs. We were talking about businesses and we were talking about different things. But now we're focusing on the heart and healing. People need healing. They need more love and unity and safety and awareness. And God says all that other stuff about careers and breakthroughs and cars and businesses and ministries, he says all those things will be added, but we got to get our hearts right. And God says, I have to take you through some things so that you understand what people go through all throughout their lives. And God says, it's just for a moment. He says, because when you go and stand before people, he says thousands of people, he says you have to be able to feel their hearts. You have to be able to understand. He says when you go talk to the Russians, you got to understand what they went through. When you go talk to the African Americans, you have to understand the struggle. When you go talk to the Caucasians, you have the Hispanics. He said when you go talk to them, you have to experience some of the things. Because when you go out to speak to people, everybody's not going to be saved. Everybody's not going to come and grow up like other individuals did. And so it's very important that we can experience that and we can relate to people. And so each day of my life, as the Lord has revealed all these things, I always put myself in other people's shoes before I even say anything. Because you have to understand the perspective of where that person is coming from. And that's part of ministry and part of understanding ministry, and is a part of keeping the peace and maintaining peace. You have to put yourself in other people's shoes. And so when I interact with people, and that's why I fast in the mornings, because I want the Lord to clean out everything. And I'm very genuine how I deal with people and relate to people. There's nothing fake about me. I can't hide. I can't pretend. Right? And so I use the mornings as a way to really get close to God and to really understand the purpose and perspective of my calling. Simple. And so when we look at this particular, I call it a project, but when we look at this particular activity, it's very important that we're genuine because you're the only one that's going to see this. I'll share out some because I'm leading this particular activity, but this is between you and God. And every Monday we're going through heart surgery. And let's talk about this real quick. Whatever God has promised you, don't let go of God's hand. Hold your fist tight. And we continue to do this. Hold your fist tight. Don't let go. Because God said he's going to do it for you. I know I heard God. And I know that God is going to deliver and set you free. I know that God is going to bless you and he's going to heal you. I know I heard him say it. But all you have to do is hold on. If you're lying in a hospital right now, a convalescent home, God can still bless you. There was a mother who was pleading on Facebook for her child who was brain dead. And we declare everything that is righteous for that child. We decree and declare the will of God. And whatever God says, that's what it is. But we lift her up and we lift up all of these other individuals who are going through. And we're lifting up people who are hanging on for their dear lives. But it's very important that when we go through this activity, that if somebody needs healing, somebody needs a breakthrough, whatever it is, that we put it down. Because God says write the vision and make it plain. Amen. And once again, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. Jeremiah 29:11. Every day, every Monday, we should be writing down our needs and wants to God. We have the ears of God, and I decree and declare, as I'm listening to the voice of God, everything that we write down, God sees it and he hears it and he knows it, and we bring it to pass. But one of the things that God wants us to do as we get ready to go into our announcements is to begin to put all these things in action. We talk about love. We talk about joy. We have to manifest these things. So that means we have to think on the good things. You know, we talk about we want the Lord to heal these individuals. We have to continue to pray for these individuals, not just on a Monday, but all throughout the week. I'm praying for my allergies. It's very bad. My allergies really take over everything. I have some strong allergies. So I'm praying for my allergies, you know. But one thing that we must understand and recognize is that God will always come through on his promises. Whatever he promised, he's going to do it. Don't give up and don't give in. As I said before, the devil always used the tactic of time. We feel like we have to be in a rush for everything. And God says you can't hurry him, you just have to wait. You know, we're in a rush for everything, and that's how we miss out on our blessings. People, you know, people start to race quick. And this is in real life too, whether it's waiting on a blessing or whether it's running a race. They start quick and then they die out when it's a long distance because they started too fast. Their pacing is too fast. So we have to wait on God. We have to believe in God that he can do all things, that God is just omnipotent. We have to believe that. And once we believe that, then we begin to receive that and understand the will of God and the manifestation of God. But it all starts with believing and receiving. That's what it starts with. Once you believe, then you begin to receive. So as we relinquish this particular segment, I just want everybody to know that God is able and he won't fail you. And as I turn down this music, understand that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And understand the more we pray, the more blessings we have from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we have to pray. We have to pray without ceasing. And that's all the time. We have to pray without ceasing. Okay? All right. Whew. You've been listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. We're going to actually, just a second, we're going to actually go over our announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can go to afreetoloveshow.com and click on number one, Love Radio. And when you click on number one, Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. Yes, you'll be right in the studio. So be sure to click on that. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone with a positive message, be sure to Facebook Afreda Love at AlFredaLove or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonyya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the Afreda Love Show. com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, I want you to make sure that you just continue to pray unto God and believe in God. Make sure that you pray for your family. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, when we talk about prayer, let's talk about this real quick. As I said before, I want you guys to be very careful. I'm still reading constantly about people getting hurt, people getting killed. I'm still reading about that. I cannot reiterate it enough. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Period. Point blank. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. Right? We have innocent children. Now it's getting to the point where it's innocent children who are just standing, you know, outside. They're getting killed. I need you guys to stop and think about this. Stop and think. What is it that's causing you to be upset? Is it even worth it? You know? Because your anger for one moment can turn into on somebody or yourself. Very important. We talk about love. We get on every Monday, and some of you are on here. And it's very important that you share this message with those you encounter. This ministry reaches the masses. Yes, it does. But we also need your help. And so when we go through these heart surgery things, tell your friends about the ministry, not just to get individuals to join, but to help their souls, because that is our job, that we're on assignment. God has called us to do that. And so share this information about the heart. We have to analyze our heart every Monday. Actually, we should be doing it every day. But for ministry purposes, we're doing it every Monday. And so when you think about it, you can do it every day. But it's very important. It's very important that we share the message of God and that we continue to allow peace to reside within our hearts, because right now there's a lot of hatred going on. We have people making hatred remarks. We have people killing. We have people robbing. We have people abusing. And it has to stop. Can't enter into the kingdom like that, ladies and gentlemen. I can't save the whole world. I really can't. But if I save one person, I have done what the Lord has asked me to do. It is up to you as a person to make a decision, just like you have to make a decision if you're going to continue to listen to the world about your worth or if you're going to go with God and allow God to show you what your worth is. That is a decision that you're going to have to make. You can come on this ministry every day, but until you decide to change, you're not going to experience a change. When we look at Saul, he was walking and he was talking about the Christians, chastising the Christians. But he had to make the change when Jesus stopped him and say, why are you persecuting the Christians? He had to ask him a question. And sometimes we have to ask people a question. Why? Why do you feel a need to kill somebody else? Why do you feel a need to become angry? That makes people think. sometimes anger, the spirit of anger, when it takes over a person, they can't think, they can't rational, they can't be rational. And so it is our job to help them to think. That's why we're intercessories. When people talk about standing in the gap for someone, we're not only talking about for prayer, we're talking about when they get off on the right track. Jesus showed us an example. He says when Saul was on the wrong track, and he had to say, Saul, why are you persecuting the church? And he had this conversation with Saul, and Saul even changed his name, right? And then there were people that God had strategically set up to help this new Paul on his journey. That's what we have to do. We have to turn people away from evil, and we have to turn them to good. So if someone has a spirit of anger, we ask them why. That's a question to ask, and that makes people stop immediately and think. If I was to get on this ministry and somebody says, why are you on this ministry? I'm going to think because I'm on assignment, because God wants me to be on this ministry, because I love to be on this ministry and I love to share the word of God. And so when you ask why, that automatically causes the brain. It engages the brain when you say why. So it's very important to get the word out about the ministry, to get the word out about the goodness of God. It's very important. I can't stress it enough. It's important because a lot of things, as I said before, is happening. If I look at the news right now, give me just a second. I'm going to Google some things here without even turning on the TV or anything like that. You know, I'm going to look on here and see what I see. There are a lot of things happening. I mean, at one point we just got out of control, you know, in Chicago. I still say it, you know, put the guns down. You know, it's very important. Put the guns down. You know, we have a self-defense class going on. there was a weekend stabbing. We're praying for them. Thank God for the police departments, even the Belmead police departments, who donated different supplies to children. We have the game Pokemon, Lord Jesus. We have that game. That's devastating. What else do we have? We have this young lady who was gang raped and shot and fed to gators, as in alligators, back in 2009. Once again, it's very important, teenagers, to remain teenagers and obey your mother and father and whoever's taking care of you. It's very important. It's important to also make sure that we train up a child in the way they should go. When we talk about affiliations, you know, it's very important that even when your child is at home or they're in an organization or at school, that they belong, that they feel loved, because otherwise they would go out into the world and they would join different groups. And some of the groups are good and some of them aren't. You know, we have people disguised as clowns in Greenville, trying to lure kids into the woods. You know, once again, allow children to be innocent. If you are abusing children or trying to lure them or doing anything that is not of God, stop. You know, officer dragged through Walmart parking lot. This was in Bryan. You know, I mean, let's be careful. You know, we have a lot of hatred going on. We're promoting love, you know, whether it's hatred because of somebody's race or whatever they are, it's still hatred. And so we need more love. We have robberies going on. We pray for the gentleman who died in a wreck. You know, we pray for all of these children who are being hurt. You know, a woman takes a baseball bat to teen who crashed through window. You know, I mean, we have several things going on. And we need to make sure that we continue to pray unto God for everything. That's why it's so important. Those were just some examples. That's why it's so important to not only pray for yourself and those you know, but those you do not know. Because sometimes we have to stand in the gap for other people. And it does not just mean for prayer. It means standing in the gap as a life's lesson, as a learning instrument. That's what it means. Okay? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you who were able to come out on Sunday to help us enjoy our time at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. I want to thank each and every one of you. I also to thank God, because God always, always, always blesses activities to be a success. I want you guys to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will look at a spiritual guide on the go. Be sure to come back tomorrow. I want to thank all of you for viewing the website and joining AfritaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com, or you can go to Afrita.hubpages.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for doing that. In addition to that, I just tell you to continue to be safe out there. Continue to pray one for another, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Continue to be what God has called you to be. You know, just continue to do God's holy and righteous will. All right? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Please be sure to continue to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com and understand that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.